Meshus, Abba Mori, Shlita, Tairi Shiva Bachrim, Shiva Bachrim. We've come back to Sinai. This is where we were Makabel Torah from Shemayim. This is the place you think, but wait, I learned not in, where are we? This is Beit Yishaya. Which one is this one? In Beis Yishaya, I learned in the Merkazi, I learned here. Even this neighborhood is Mir Yeshiva Kodesh. Back to Sinai, where we were Makabel Torah from Shemayim. Yeshiva Bachrim, you become Yeshiva Bachrim. B'schus Tzibur, I was Mechadish Epshat. It's rare I'm Mechadish anything. Most of what I say comes from what everybody says. I was Mechadish something. Yesterday I ran into somebody who came for the Al-Hikala. And the excitement, he was so excited to be here. He told me he's been waiting 2 years. He's waiting 2 years. He told me that he can't wait. He couldn't wait to be here. He can't wait for the shir. Stomach means the other one. But he can't wait for the shir. He couldn't wait. And he said it with such a... I told him, Yichab Kasha, tell me, every person, that, when did you decide you're going? He said, I'm here already from last year. In other words, you know, I'm still waiting from last year's Yachikala. We were all waiting. Tavshin Peyalef, he's still waiting. He said the whole year he's waiting to come to Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh, to Mir HaKodesh for the Yachikala. I told him, when you see people, you tell them I'm going to the Yachikala. He says it's about 4 months now. Everybody I see, when I talk to Uri, where's Uri? He's here. When I talked to him, I don't know if it was even 4 months. I don't know if it's going on for 4 months. I don't know if they even have me. He knows. He knew. Let me tell you pshat in this story. In the pasuk in last week's parish, I had a shaila. I said a different pshat. Now I have a different pshat. Yaakov Avinu comes to Esav. He hasn't seen his brother in 34 years. Vayihili, he comes and he tells him, Vayihili shor chamor. He tells him with the tsoin, eved, shivcha, the ganze maisa. He tells him, I have shor, I have chamor. Lim tzaychein beinecha. So the Medrash says, what's he telling Esav? What's he telling Esav? He's telling him about the shor, the chamor. So the Medrash says he came to Esav and he told him, you should know Esav, I have shor. I have Yosef at tzadik. Ichab at tzadik ola Yosef. He's a tayir mensch. I have a chamor. What's me a chamor? I have a yesocher, a chamor, mamish, a younger man. What's that in learning? I have I have Yiddish anachis. I have enoch that's in learning koilil. That's what I have. I have tzoyin. I have klal yisrael. I have avdi, evid. I have David avdi. I have David amelech. I have a Tillim Zogar. He sits and says Tillim the whole time. He also writes Tillim. And I have Avigail. I have Avigail. Shivcha Avigail. Stama Tznach. Esav Nunach. But whatever. Fragnished. Avashayim. But Esav Nunach. Okay. No. What does the Medrash end? Lim Tzaychein Beinecha. All the years I had a Kasha. Punkt Erev Shabbos. I said a different Shah. I had a Kasha all the years. Here's Yaakov Avinu. He's coming to impress Esav. He wants to tell Esav, you know what I have? I have a... you're talking to Esav. You're talking to Esav. You're talking to Esav. You have to impress Esav with what impresses Esav. You tell him, I have like a fancy car. Like I got a face like a Ford, a Buick. I have a fancy dust. Don't laugh at me, Rabbi said. I tell you. Okay? You laugh at me now. It's going to be very bad during this year. Right? Okay? So let's not go there. Okay? But I have a fancy car. I have a Ford. I have a Buick. He tells him, I got this Yisachar. He sits and learns in Kail. I have a Yosef. You don't know what I have. He starts telling him about the Yingalite and Meyashurim. That's what he's telling Esav HaRasha about. Esav HaRasha is impressed by that. And Erev Shabbos, I said a different pshat. After talking to this Yingaman and after seeing the Oilam, the Chashev Tzibur, that's a different pshat. The pshat is, when you talk to a Yankov Avinu, a Yankov Avinu that in the bloodstream of Yankov Avinu is not a Eilika Torah. There's nothing that impresses Yankov Avinu except for Torah. There's nothing that goes through Yaakov Avinu. He can't be masig. That there's something out there that can impress anybody except for Torah Avoda and Gemilas Chassadim. He can't even be masig such a thing. He comes to an Esav. He tells him, I'm going to the Yachikala. I'm going to the Yachikala. What's the Yachikala? Someone here told me a story. He was talking to somebody. It's not so from yet, Mr. He's telling him about how he's going to the Yachikala. He told him he's going. He says, what are you going to do there? He says, I'm going back to learn. What do you mean you're going back to learn? I'm going back. We're going to sit in yeshiva and we're going to learn Torah. The person thought he was like bankers. You're going back to yeshiva. But when you talk to one of us, that appreciates and understands what's the ma'afti sarasecha kol ayoy misichasi, and what's the lulei sayros l'shashu and the sas adnoich alim masecha kemoitzei shalal rav. You talk to one of us. So we can't masig that there's someone out there that won't be impressed by Torah Kedosha. So does Akasha. So Yaakov Avinu hasn't seen his brother in 34 years. He says, I have younger light that learning koilel. What are you talking? I have Tilim Zagers. I have a Yosef. I have Tzadekis. I have this. There's something else in the world? Is there anything else in the world? There's nothing else in the world. So that's, unfortunately, you're stuck with me. I want to tell you what my job at the Yarchei Kal is. You know what my job is? I was here for extracurricular. You know, all the yeshivas have, like today, they have like an extracurricular guy and us. So I was supposed to come. I had a whole mahalich of going on a mere paintball trip. Right? You know, we're going to all go together and shoot each other with balls of paint and all types of geschmackes. That was my plan. Rabbi Spitzer said that the only way he's masking is if I tell them if it's mutarasa. You can't just come in here and say, you know, paintball, we're going to go on a trip. What if it's not mutter? You know, shaylin, halacha, and this and that. Okay, but so let me explain, Rabbi Sai, if it comes out aser, what's the alternative? I'm the extracurricular. You know what the alternative is? The alternative is that we're going to spend the 2 hours instead trying to buy something expensive for our wives. Like, you know, disposable kalim or something, you know. I don't know what. Everybody, you have your cup, you keep your cup. That's your cup for the next 3 days, yeah? That's your cup, fancy people from America with your Fords and your Buicks and those, yeah? Okay, so let's see, Rabbi Sai. Let's see what we could do here. Hey, Bishalfin, we gotta get this thing, you know? We're going in with the agenda. We gotta get it mutter. Otherwise, you know the alternative. But it's a sugya like no other. It's like a mamish as a sugya. And what's the pshat? Vishtimtas, what is the sugya de kala? It's the shlumin azakin. What happens when we have something that there could potentially be no tashlumin? That's our sugya. Where there could potentially be that there's no tashlumin, there's no payment. So does that mean if there's no payment, it's automatically that's mutter, it's not hezek, it's automatically, it's not chavallah, it's not called damaging, it's not called hurting, it's not called inflicting a wound. Are the two things, Talizah Bezeh, you're learning tashlumei hezek and tashlumim, and now I want to know, let's say I have a situation of where I'm going to come and say that there's no tashlumim, which we have to discuss today. Maybe in paintball there won't be a din of tashlumim if you hurt the person. But does that necessarily mean that the pa'ula that we're discussing is mutter? That's what we have to discuss. And this is a very big sugya. It's a very big sugya. It's not just a sugya in paintball. It takes us into shailas of self-defense. You have a child, he comes home from yeshiva, he says they're bullying him. So what do you teach a child? You teach a child, okay, if it's self-defense, you teach a child, you can hit back, right? You teach a child, okay, you know, that's maybe a chinuch shaila or something. But, you know, and what happens if you want to know? You want to know about all the different cases that we can possibly have. All the different cases, they come up, Rabbi Sai. But the Aleph Beis, before we begin, we talk about something. Can I hit my own kid? Can I hit somebody else's child? All the different shailas. Can I hit my Talmidim? Eh? You have already heard one word from me. You're all my Talmidim. Eh? You're all my Talmidim. I don't know if you heard from me before, but now you're my Talmidim. Right? So can I hit the Talmidim? To give them chizik, of course. And to, you know, can I hit the Talmidim? The Talmidim. And this is a very serious shaila, because we know that by us, the Aleph Beis of a Yid is HaYedayim Yedei Esav. When we hit in the hand, das ist nicht unser Geschäft. We don't hit. We don't use our hands to hit. We use our hands with the thumbs. We use our hands to be mechadish in Torah. Hayadayim yidei Esav. And what does Chazal teach us? We have to go slowly to understand what's the sugya over here. But paintball, the chayra, is a very serious shayla. Very serious shayla. You're taking a koyach rishayim. It's a gun. Like every other gun. You take the gun. You shoot it. So this gun doesn't kill. Does it hurt? It depends who you talk to. 50% of the Bachrim come back with black and blue marks. 50% don't come back. We know who won. But, you know, but the ones, and you told, you know, and then you get this in Bachrim. You're yeshiva Bachrim now, but we're way past Bachrichheit. And, you know, the Bachrim, no, it doesn't hurt. I love it when someone, you know, comes over, ha! You know, right? Ha, right? You know, no, the game is over. I know, but I have one left. Ha! Right? You know? Yeah? Does it hurt? Oh, it hurts. Is it a chavala? Sometimes it's a black and blue mark. You all know that in halacha, black and blue mark, this is a shaila of a chayvel. That's a shaila chayvel. Is it mutter? You have to see. We have to learn the shaila. We have to learn the sugya. Like all the other sugyas. We start with the The pasuk says, Rashi brings down from the Gemara Ksuvis and Daf Lamed Beis, the Gemara Sanhedrin and Daf Pei Dalid. The pasuk brings down, here's this Rasha, we're giving him Malkus, we clap and clap and clap, we give him Malkus, 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 Malkus. And the pasuk warns two times, La Yosef, Pen Yosef, what's going on over here? Pen Yosef, La Yosef. Rashi says, Mikan Azhara, from here is a warning. You should be warned that he deserves 39, not a penny more. Not a penny more. You give him one more Malka? Who are we talking about? Given we're talking about a Russia. We're talking about somebody that was over, Yait Chazer, who knows what. He's somebody that he heard the Azhara, and he says, thank you very much, I do what I want. Right? And we do what we want also, right? And then we give him Malkus, 39 Malkus. Right after we finish the 39 Malkus, you're about to give him one more clap. Kum Tehele Ketayda. It's like, one more clap, and you're now going to get Malkus. One more clap, and you're going to get Ben Yosef. We're talking, says the Halakha Rambam, from the Rambam. The Rambam says, Im L'Rasha. If they're a Rasha, we're talking about this person. Kal v'chaymer l'tzadik. Kal v'chaymer somebody else. So from here, Mikan, says the Halakha Rashi, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Ksuvis, Mikan Azhara. This is the warning that a person can't hit another Yid. You cannot hit another Yid. There's an Issa D'Raisa that hit another Yid. There's Shaila, the Prisha, and Tavchav, he dance. What's the Raya? He says, maybe this guy already received 39 Malkus. Oh, you give him one more, Fregnisht. Right? That one. Maybe that's where there's a reason to believe that the Torah would have been makbid on a patch. But Stam, to give him a patch? No, say that. Who says? Maybe he's going to have one more Malka. That's a Malka Rabba. That's something very, very dreadful. So that's what the Prisha says. No, that's why it says, La Yosef, Pen Yosef. There's like a double implication over here to teach you. No. Anybody's not allowed to get patch. Nobody's allowed to get a patch. And you look in the Chazon Ish, the words, he always has such beautiful lashonis, the Chazon Ish that the Olam saw in Yutess. And I say, he says, you're going to tell me, but wait, maybe I did a makkah that I don't have to pay for. Maybe I did a makkah that it didn't do inflict damage in a way where I have to pay for it. So he says, this has nothing to do with Tashlumei Ezek, like what we're talking about. This has nothing to do with Tashlumei Ezek, with payment. Al Rishis HaMaisa, the Lashon of the Chazon Ish, Ein Issa Mishum Mamin, Elo the Rishis HaMaisa. This is the Seftim Baba Kama. I always think of this. You know, the guy is reading over your shoulder, right? He told him 10 times, stop reading over my shoulder, 10 times, right? They're reading over my shoulder, you know? So you take the pamphlet, you're reading, right? And you're getting like, you get one of these, right? You whack him, right? The Tosefta brings this case. Mamash, it says, you hit him with a pamphlet, with a pinkus, with a nir. It says you're over on this. V'nikla achicha le'necha. He was embarrassed. It was a derogatory type of a hit. That is an iser deraisa. This is brought in Chayshin Mishpat, in Tavchav, Sif Aleph. It's an iser deraisa to hit another Yid. Iser deraisa to hit another Yid. The Gemara goes so far in Sanhedrin and Daf Pei Dalet, Beldik and Gemara. Imar talks about that your father has a splinter. You got a splinter. You go to the kid, you say, Yingle, take out the splinter, do me a chesed. So the Gemara says, no, get somebody else to take out the splinter. Why? Because maybe you're going to make your father bleed. You make your father bleed. The Paiskim say in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Mem Aleph, the Paiskim say, you shouldn't give your father a haircut. It's a chavallah. Where is it a chavallah? If you use the scissors the whole time, unless you're going to cut off his ear, you know. But where is it a chavallah? Sometimes in the back with the machine, you know, it's a little bit, I don't know, maybe it's my machine, but sometimes in the back with the machine, it's not so good. And again, you know, when you hear oops, or some of the worst things you can hear in the middle of a haircut, right? But, you know, don't worry, it's fine. It's okay, you know, anything. But sometimes it's you know, and so that's a problem of chavallah. That's a problem of chavallah. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, and that pay dalid, this is the reason why you can't even take out a splinter from your father when you're helping him. So the Gemara says, listen to the Lashon of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, oi bazoi, if you're telling me it's chavallah, so then, maishna your father, you can't take a splinter out of anybody, oi bazoi. What's the difference? You can't take out a splinter from a regular person, even not your father. Once you're telling me it's chavallah, so then even not. The Gemara goes on to say whatever the Gemara says. For the Ashkenazim, we're a little bit more makel to do things for our fathers in situations where we don't have somebody else. Sometimes it could be a medical procedure, sometimes it could be shots. You have to ask a shayla, not a sugya. But the Gemara has it said that you can't take out a splinter from another yid when you're trying to help him out, which is called kula l'tayelis. Why? Chavala. The Gemara says, okay, we'll make all on a regular person, you can take out a splinter. Okay, but it's mamish, you see what we're talking about over here. And the Gemara goes so far as to say, no, I'm not talking about in the morning. Sometimes comes Yushalayim, he's all excited, he's pulling on his talis with the avir of Yushalayim, he takes his talis, you know, No, I get the other side now. Chalila. He's hitting another yid. There's no such thing as accidentally hitting another yid. There's no such thing. There can't be such a thing of accidentally. The Gemara in Baba Kama, Dav Tzadi Amid Beis says, there's an Isra of Chayful Ba'atzmoy. You're not allowed to be Chayful in yourself, not your body. It's not your body. Your body is no more yours than mine. It's not your body. There's a Rambam in Hilchas Mila. I didn't tell it to the Olam, I'm sorry. There's a Rambam in Hilchas Mila in Beis Dalet. The Rambam says that after you do the Bris Mila, if there's tzitz in a ma'akvin, there's little bits that are left over. So the Rambam says, don't take them off. Kaputa, you learned the Gemara in Kuflam Gimel on Shabbos. He's talking about on Shabbos. On Shabbos, don't take off the extra tzitzin. Why are you taking it off? Tichsam Seifer learns the Rambam. Tichsam Seifer learns the Rambam in Kuflam and Gimel. He says the Rambam's talking on a Tuesday. He says it's unnecessary. It's unnecessary. The father has a mitzvah of Mila. The father has a mitzvah of Mila. He finished the mitzvah of Mila. He's yaitzeh the mitzvah of Mila. That's chayvel. That's extra. Vetegebetin. Who said you should do extra? And just tell the how far this goes. It's you can't be chayvel by Adam Acher. You can't be chayvel in yourself. It's not your body. And it's pashtis. Pashtis is a chamer ma'oid. Who doesn't remember? You were in this neighborhood 10 years ago, 10, 20 years ago. You went to Chumashir, one of the great rebbeim. He gave a Chumashir. Who doesn't remember? He said over probably the Ponim Yofis. You don't remember the Ponim Yofis in Lech Lecha? How come Avram Avinu didn't, when he was Mekayim, Kol HaTorah Kula? How come Avram Avinu, before he received the Tzivoy of Mila, how come Avram Avinu didn't give himself a Mila? You remember your rebbeim asked this question. They said the Brisker Rav. You remember the Ponim Yofis, it's Teretz. He said, what are you talking? What are you talking? The ends don't justify the means. Avraham Avinu didn't get a tzivoy. There's an issue of chayvel in Aben Noach. He had no right. Without a tzivoy, he can't go and cut off himself. He has no right to do that. There's an issue of chayvel ba'atzmai. But he's trying to do a bris mila. Who asked you? There's an issue of chayvel ba'atzmai. He's like the Panim Yafis. So you see how serious we're talking of here. Is the Maril and the Likutim in Memdalid. The Maril brings down a Maisa. One of the Bochum hit the Shamish. The Shamish, you know, he hit the Shamish. The Maril put him in Chayrim. All the other, he writes over there, the Maril. All the other Bachrim, you know, you have to get all the Bachrim involved, right? All the other Bachrim had to get involved to get the Maril to take him out of Chayrim. The Tzemach Tzedek talks about a Shoichet that patched somebody, gave him a hit, and he had a whole Shaila. The Shoichet said, now, am I possible to be a Shoichet? There's some Sefer as a tshuva where Taka, there was an Ovel who started diving for the Minyan, but he hit somebody. So he said, the Chayra, we can't answer Amen to his Bracha. He's puzzled for a Minyan, he's puzzled for everything. He's somebody that hit another Yid. There's some Sefer says, you're right, but what can we do? We can't be Maimed the Das Altila. What can we do? Nobody's going to listen to us anyway. They're saying Amen anyways. It's very serious. So before we talk about paintball, Mitazarayin game with fear and trepidation. We're talking about hitting another yid and causing pain to another yid, inflicting pain on another yid. It's Torah Neiroyim. And to be magbia yodai al chaveroi. To be magbia, does the Gemara in Sanhedrin daf nun ches? The Gemara says a person's magbia yodai al chaveroi. The Rambam paskins this lalocha. He's nikra rasha. No, what's the difference? I call everybody a rasha, right? What's the difference? No, but the Shulchan Aruch says you can call him a rasha. He's a real rasha. I once heard from Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, Zayin Gesund, Kabitin is one of his farm also. He said over a story that at a chasana, somebody was coming up to be an aide. On his way up, he was right there, this was his moment, you know, he was right there about to become an aide. And somebody says, him, an aide? Ganif, Rasha, he's, what are you talking about? He stole from me, never paid back. So the guy turned around and went like this, like he's about to hit him, you know, he started going like to hit him. So then the Masada Kedushin got very nervous. He got all nervous because, you know, Taka, if he's Taka Ganif, he's possibly ate this and this that. So they were invited the whole case, and Taka is not emis, and Taka did pay back, and it's not true, and his tfiyah is not a tfiyah and this that. But then the Masada Kedushin said, but wait a minute, he was Merim Yadoy al Chaveroi. He was Merim Yadal Chaveroi. So if he's Merim Yadal Chaveroi, he's Nikra Rasha. And the Beis Yosef brings down in Simit Lamedalit and Chayshin Mishpot that if you're Merim Yadal Chaveroi, Nikra Rasha, maybe a Pasal Yedis, Ayin in the Chavis Yoyer. Very serious. Very serious before we talk about this. What's Taka the Yisr? I can't even raise my hand. Not vain look, to hit the Yid Chalila. To hit the Yid Chalila. But to raise your hand against the Yid. What's the Yisr to raise my hand against the Yid? What's the Yisr? I always thought it's like a Gzeira Deraisa, you know, you got that close. You know, you already hold him by hitting another yid. You know, you got that close, like a gzeira deraisa. But I see other achreinim. They say different pshatim. It's mashman baby in the sefer mitzvahs. They say different pshat. They say that the pshat is it's pashit. You're putting another yid. You're scaring somebody. Das is anoyer. Das is anoyer. You're scaring a yid. You're scaring it. You're putting like this. You put your hand out. What's a nafgamina? No, yeshiva bachim. What's a nafgamina? Is the bachur under the hat? There's the hat over the bachur. No, give me a nafgamina. No. Blind guy, a blind person, or at night, I come up behind him. Da-da, da-da. I'm standing behind him. You know, I say, ah, right? If you laugh, I know how you know that. You know? The rest of them were smart enough not to laugh. You know? Yeah. Yeah. I want to talk to you after the shiur, okay? Yeah, yeah. I know exactly who you are, okay? Right after the shiur. Kitzur, you know, if I stand behind you, so then, so you don't know it. So you don't have the fear. But Mashain Kane, I'm a guy, I get that close already. Kids are very, very serious. How you die in your day, Esav. And we'll be Messiah in this part. The Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Ches, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara Sanhedrin Nun Ches says, a Yid that smacks another Yid, he's smacking Tzelem Elikim. Because if you understand what the Yid is, he's Kivyokal. I can't even say what the Gemara says. He's smacking Kivyokal. That's what we're talking about over here. So let's, with fear and trepidation. Fear and trepidation, mind gain, because it's, because painful. What are we going to do? This is mamish something that, it's so netzra. The Bachram tell me, if it's not painful, what are we going to do, you know? So let's go slowly. Bamelach, let's see. I'm going to talk today 5-6 Malchim, maybe. What could be the potential tzad to ever hit another Yid? And then we have to fear ice. You know, if yes, then we can figure it out. Does that apply to paintball? So the first thing I think that comes to everybody's mind, there's a Mishnah in Midos. Mishnah Midas tells the story that there was somebody over there in the base of Mikdash and he was sleeping on the job. You remember that Mishnah? He was sleeping on the job. And there he is. Kumsigay Nepis, they had this, the ultimate vekker. You remember the vekker? I'm married to her, right? The ultimate vekker. Worse than your wife, Rabbi Isaiah. Your wife, you know. He takes out the Nemtzach Epis HaShtekin. He gives him a clap. He hits him. So the Mishnah of Mefereshes that you're allowed to hit in Arabais. You know, he could hit in Arabais. No. So what's the pshat? How could you hit another Yid? So vice dice is a heter of Tayelis. Right? Vice dice, right? In Malasot, as I state. The Gemara Makis and Davches, it says that you're allowed to hit a Talmud. You're allowed to hit a Talmud, as I state. The Gemara Makis and Davches. The Gemara goes so far as to say, even if the Talmud Daftus Nish, he doesn't do anything wrong. Give him a patch. Give him back, why? Because he's too good, right? No. Give him a patch. Because he needs discipline, the Michtav Eliyahu explains. A person needs to have achno. So you see, there's a Talmud you're supposed to hit. A child. A person, the Gemara says, for chinuch reasons, it seems to be around. The Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, in Chayshin Mishpat, Tovchav Aleph, Sifyut Gimel brings down, Lafrusha Misura, you're allowed to hit him. I'm allowed to prevent him from doing this, even if it means I'm going to hit him. How could you hit him? You're hitting a Yid. What's going on? Tayelis. Suffice to say, there's some kind of a heter over here of Tayelis. Rav Chanan, our Rebbe, in Koibitz Aris, in Simen Ayin, he explains that this is a klal gadol in all Isurei ben Adam l'chaver. You remember this from Yeshiva, Rabbi Yisai. The Rav Chanan in Koibitz Aris, in Ayin, he says, it's a klal gadol in all ben Adam l'chaver. Ben Adam l'chaver is only when it's not the Tayelis. We have to see that klal, if it stands water, whatnot. But if Lashon Hara, you're not allowed to talk Lashon Hara. You have to give up your ganze, everything for Lashon, not to speak a word of Lashon Hara. But if it's being done lutayales to help that other person, so then you're allowed to. Adarab, but sometimes it becomes a mitzvah. So you see that the gedarim of ben adam l'chaveira. Side by side, we could say the same thing, says the Rav Elchanan. A shmais, you patch somebody without a tayales. Doesn't spend Yosef, but you give him a patch. You give him a patch for a tayelis. So what is it? What is it? A computer? It's a love patch, right? You're doing something. You're giving him mussar. You're helping him out. What am I doing? He's sleeping on the job in the base of Mikdash. You're doing something that has a tayelis. Does Dav Zayin tayelis? Oh, it has to be. For Moshe in Chelik Beis in Simon Samach Vav, he says that's maybe the heter for plastic surgery. We have to talk about this. Maybe that's the heter for plastic surgery. You're being chayvul ba'atzmecha, but there's a big tayelis. Maybe there's a big tayelis, and he talks about the case of dieting in the other tshuva, I think in Simon Samechei, the one right before, he obviously, if it's for health and whatnot, he says even stam, if the person needs it, he wants to look a certain way, maybe that's the heter. Why? Because he's a tayalis, he's being chayvel in himself, he's holding back from himself food, and he's being chayvel in himself. This is so it has to be a tayalis, it has to be tayalis. The sma, in Chayshin Mishpat, in Tavchav Aleph, the sma says, yeah, but let's say I'm doing it because I'm angry at him. Let's say I'm doing it, I'm angry, I'm being gafusha isura, and I'm also angry at him. Oh, so then, no longer is that considered, just like when I speak Lashon Hara l'tayelis for a shidduch, I can't be doing it to get him back. Oh, this is my chance. Chas v'shalom. You're not allowed to do it. It has to be l'tayelis. It has to be l'tayelis. So we do find this one answer of tayelis. No. Does that apply to paintball? No. I mean, the examples that we spoke about, hitting a Talmud, derech agav, maimer muzga, to play paintball with a father, chas v'chalila, a thousand times, chas v'lahagir afilu, such a thing. Das ist mamish in isse deraisa, shigigas chenek mamish. Shigigas chenek mamish, you can't take a splinter from them tate. You can't take a splinter out of your father, because maybe ulai, he might bleed, epis. Chalila, I'm not even going there, won't even discuss such a narishkeit, don't even go there, such a thing. Okay, so I guess what we'll have to do is we'll have to let the fathers play first, and then the sons, and whatever, we'll have to see. But Rabbi Yisai, does Tayelis, is that going to help us to mate paintball? Is it such a big Tayelis? Look at the examples that we had of Tayelis until now. We have Afrusha Meisura. Yeah, I'm going to afrush you from Asura, you know. You know, Afrusha Meisura. What else did we have? We had a Rebbe to Shmeis a Talmid. It's difficult. Difficult. The Gemara, Rabbi Moshe brings the Gemara, Baba Kama Tzadi Aleph from the base, that the Gemara says that Reb Chisda, when he would walk through thorns, so he would pick up, you know, the Gemara, Shasi Novia, you know, the Gemara, you learned it in Yeshiva. You learned it in this neighborhood, you learned that Gemara. He said he would walk through the thorns, he would pick up his clothing. Why? Because my legs will grow back. My skin grows back, but my clothing will rip and it won't grow back. So the Reb Moshe says, whoa, what happened to Chayvul Batsmai? So he says, Tayelis, Rav. Obviously, Rav Chizda was poor, right? But he didn't have that kind of, nobody was helping Rav Chizda out. So what's my option? My option is Nishtab and Kleider. I should walk around an arm of mensch without clothing. So Tayelis, it does sign a Tayelis. I don't know if you could say, if that would be the head there for paintball, man, I don't know. When I say I don't know twice, it means I know. That's, I don't know. Okay, let's go weiter quickly. Okay, mechila. That's the next option. Let's see, mechila. Mechila. Oh, mechila works, no? You don't remember learning about mechila? What's the tergila? Welcome masechta learns to do in this neighborhood. Kiddushin, daf yudes. We know that mechila works everywhere. Mechila is a klal in gans everywhere. Where's mechila not? A masna mashikos batoira, but mashain kain. The mechila does work, so you could be mechichel. You could be mechichel. What does Gemara say? Baba kamet avtadi beis, krok susi vei pater. What does Gemara say? Rip my clothing and you will be potter. You're potter. You're potter. Because mechila. So now we're in business. Kum tzikein de minchas chinach. And Memches Gimel, and he says, oh, now we're talking. He says, Marit Gezach, he says, I have no raya. I have no raya to what I'm about to say, but I'm saying it misvara. That if the other party is Michael, so then there's no Isra Chavala. A boy said, listen, well, I'm not talking now. Does he have to pay if he damages you? I'm not in damages right now. I'm talking now, is he allowed to do the Isra Deraisa of smack you? So he says, well, if he's Michael, that's a klal in Kolatar Kula. If somebody's Michael, so Mechila Abit, Mechila works, that's a klal. He says, I don't have a raya, but I'm saying Misvara. The Marbach, there was a movement to, dangerous word today, there was a movement to reinstitute Smicha. There's a movement, but smicha, but I mean like the good stuff, smicha. Like, you know, we're also going to give malchus and knossus and das and yet. And the Marbach was a very big proponent, and he has a kuntris of smicha. And after all of the mabes in that kuntris, he talks about, but what about the malchus? Interesting mahalach he has. Yeah, everyone's Meichel, he says. Whatever. Okay, except for the guy that, you know. But he says, but he goes with the mahalach of Meichel. He says, to be Meichel, I could be Meichel. The Torah Yevin says, as a Meichel. Rabbi say, all the marmakaymas you saw are against this. You saw the Rivash, you saw the Chzayin Ish, you saw the Igris Moshe, it's everybody. The Rivash and Tope Dalad, the Chavis Yor and Kuf Samech Gimel, Igris Moshe and Kamachuvis, Gimel Ayin Ches, other ones we mentioned. And the Graz is the most explicit. In this case, Guf in Dalad, he says, even if you give Rishos, it's not your Guf. What do you mean Rishos? You could give Rishos on the Torah's Lavim? I could give Rishos and say that you don't owe me money. Does mine geld? Does mine geld? The Heilige Bashefa, you know, the Hashem Haaretz and Meloya, but he gave me the geld. The geld is mine. You know, and we make a Kodesh Baruch, we make a Meshutte, we get Meis, Tosim, Meshutte, but it's mine geld. But your body, what makes it your body? What makes it your body? You can give a shutz on your body that he can hit you? It's not yours to be Meichel. So, you know, I say, you know, yeah, you know what? You can go over there and you can borrow that guy's car. Well, it's not yours. What are you talking about? Say, Heilige Bashefa is goof. It's not Dan. It's not your goof. The Balatanya says, this heter, what's going to be with the Minchas Chinuch? It's a shtikl tzarchin. It's a shtikl tzarchin. Rabbi say, chayvul b'yatzmai. How could there be an issue of chayvul b'yatzmai? It's my goof. I'm obviously being Michael, right? How could there be an issue of chayvul b'yatzmai? It's my goof. The Feist says, that's a schwer parasha. He says, that can help us for paintball. I don't even understand any Achron that could say it. And the Chazanish says, very strong, there's no such heter. Rav Moshe says, there's no such heter. Mechil is not a heter. It's not your goof. So that's not going to help. There's a Trufas HaRosh. Maybe that could help. This sounds a little bit more paintball-dick. I just coined the phrase. This sounds a little bit paintball-dick. The Trufas HaRosh in Kuf Aleph, Isvav, the emphasis is, this is brought to Lalocha in Chayshin Mishpat in Tavchav Aleph, Isvav. It brings down, Nisav Gushnayim, two people were wrestling. Right? Remember this? Shiva Bacha. You don't remember this? The two people were wrestling. And but okay, Loyalain with this. The story over there is pretty dreadful. The story over there in Tavchav Aleph in Sifhei was that he got the other guy down, but he got him down a little bit too well, and he knocked out his eye. He was blinded. Kefeil chemaisa. The Trufas HaRosh says you should know ichalt and this gepaskin in Shulchan Aruch potter doesn't have to pay. It's vaterism from paying. Does this help us? It could be in paintball. It's kenzain in paintball that if you hurt the person. If you heard him, it's kind of your potter to pay. I never said nah. Right? To say anywhere over here that what they were doing was mutter? No shaykhis. It had nothing to do with the shaykh that we're talking about. So we gotta go weiter. But what does the Welt say? They said, we were just joking around. You know, you come and go with a guy, you give him a patch in the head and this and that, throw him into the pool. I'm not going to give you guys ideas. You know, I'm just remembering, and I was there always telling them it's not nice what you're doing. I was always, you know, yelling at them to give them chizik, that they shouldn't be doing this. You know, that you remember that thing with the water fountain? You know, after the game and thus, you know, after a long seder, sorry. You come there, you know, hold the water down, you hold it, like, goes in his face, right? You're still laughing. You again. All right, okay. After this year. Okay. But it's a joke. It's a joke. I don't know. It's not very convincing. It's not very convincing that a joke should be a heter. Should I tell you why? First of all, you all know the Gemara Baba Metzia and Daf Samech Aleph. If I steal as a joke, Hagoyin of Amanas Lemekot is not allowed. Hagoyin of Amanas Lemekot is not allowed. Joking around is a serious matter. It's not allowed to steal as a joke. So the Sarius Petruva, others, Chmein de Stechemid in page 300, the Chesed Lalofim in Kufnin Vav, they say, no, if you can't steal for a joke, so you could hit for a joke, Chmein, it's very logical that this shouldn't be. It's very, very schwer. And he says, the Sarius Petruva, but I'm just giving him a patch, you know, like a love patch. We're joking around. Again, it's always the guy who's giving the patch that he holds joke. It's not the fapached. You know, or the pachi. Yeah. It's the pacher. That is the, you know, it's Azegetus, right? But okay, so he says, you know, I don't know. It's a Gemara, Baba Metzia, Samech Aleph. But then he tries like this, the Sarius Petruva. He says, wait. But there is a Gemara that you see that there's something about joking around. You know the Gemara is Sukkah Daf Memei. The Gemara talks about, the Ramah brings this, that they had this whole Mahalik, they took Lulavim. You remember that at the end of the Gemara over there, he took Menzach Yanim Zalulav and Yanim Zasraikim, and they stole the Lulavim and this and that. And the Ramah brings down that they, you know, they do these things just for fun. They steal just for fun. They stole the Lulav and Asterik just for fun. And Chayshin Mishpat, I think in Shinayin Ches, it's brought down cases of hurting for fun. You remember? By Simchas Chosin Vikala. Now, God, it doesn't say Simchas Chosin Vikala, I just realized. It says Simchas Chosin. I guess the Kala ran out of the room when this went on, right? You know what they were doing? They were jousting. Imagine Haimtika Chosin. We're all trying to look for the next, you know, what's going to be the biggest thing, right? So you come in, Kumtarayim Metaferd, you know? Metaferd, and Dibacher, you know, is Aichat Aferd, Nemzachepis, he takes the joust. Hua, Gevaldik. And they were jousting. So here, now we could talk. Now we have jousting, fighting. I don't know. I never got hit by a joust, but it sounds like it's lopashut. It sounds like people get hurt because they're talking if you have to pay. So the place can say you don't have to pay. How are they jousting in the first place? The Ashlamov can say enough joust. Isn't that the chayra, a problem of chayval? Isn't that a problem? So the Sarius Betshuva says, maybe you're going to tell me because it's joking around. But he says, but look in the place game. They don't say that. They say because it's b'moke mitzvah. Huh? Mitzvah, that's already, it's a mitzvah, it's Simchas Chosin Kala, whatever. Yeah, the paintball, you know. So if you start doing paintball at the Chasana, you know, yeah, bring the Kala over. That's going to be a good way to keep her on the under the tide, you know? I mean, you know, we're playing paintball now. Yeah. So if we're going to, this is already, under, I don't know, paintball, I don't know, Mechila, I don't know. What else do we have? What did we try here? Mechila didn't work. What is it, joking? No, that didn't work. What else did we try? Toyelis. Okay, that didn't work. The Rosh, Shnayin Nisavku, It didn't work. No. Anybody? We got. What do we do now? What do we do now? So we go to the Rambam. You go to the Rambam. The Halakha Rambam. When you're stuck, you go to the Rambam. The Halakha Rambam. The Rambam brings down in Chayvul, Perakei Halacha Aleph. It was brought in many of the Marmikaimis. The Rambam brings down that the Isser of Chayvul is an Isser Chayvul Derech Nitzayin. Mesek Lashoyin of the Halakha Rambam. There's an Isser to be Chayvul Derech Nitzayin. There's a Shaila in the Gersoyis of the Rambam. Is it Derech Nitzayin, like Vayinotsu Anoshim, or is it Derech Bizoyin? Okay, whatever, it means the same idea. I know, in my English, I'm forgetting, but it's being done quarreling, or it's being done in a derogatory way. But that's the point. The point is that it has to be the chayvul we're talking about is some type of quarreling, derogatory. But the Rabbi said, and them licked along this. This is not, says the Goyim Rav Moshe, a heter. It's not a heter. Till now we dealt with the term toyeles, mechila, chveis, tschoik. This type of a chavala that nisht asa bechlal. This is not the chavala that the Torah answered. The Torah didn't answer this type of chavala. No, bring me a raya from the pasuk that this is not the chavala. How did the Rambam know this? Yeah? What did the B'chayim ask? How did the Rambam know this? That the only time there's an Isser is derech nitzoyin. How do you know? How does the Rambam know? What? Sorry? I'll tell you how the Rambam knows it from the Mari Asad. You know what the Mari Asad says? He says it's Mefresh in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'nikla achicha beinecha. Is that what you're saying, Taka? What? Nikla achicha. Gewaldig. Right? Gewaldig. Okay, so you I won't be talking to after this year. But now you're still in trouble. Nikla achicha beinecha. Nikla chicha beinecha. It has to be that there's some type of a bizoyness in this patch. Verstehst? That's how the Halakha Rambam knew this. Comes again the Goyim Rav Moshe in Cheshen Mishpat in Beis Samech Vav. Comes again the Goyim and he says, I bet say plastic surgery is mutter. No, plastic surgery is not derech nitzoyin l'fi the Halakha Rambam. Like the Rambam, oh, that's a big pella. Mamish a big bella. You know that kasha mamish bothers me. So what's bichlal going on by Splinter? If you just can get even does a chavala. Splinter is derech nitzayin. He says no, it's mamish a big bella. Moshe says a shtickle doichik to answer the kasha. It's like a big bella. Moshe says that you have to say that maybe he's going to do more. I still don't understand. Still not derech nitzayin. I saw others. They want to say the pshat is they bring from Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perla. I mean, you guys remember all his raid. He wants to say that the pshat is anything that is not the toyeles is already derech nitzayin. So you might do extra on the splinter. I don't know the answer to your kasha. It's a very good kasha. It's a very good kasha. Abazei geitas, Taka. No, would this help us with paintball? So let's now, we have like 6 minutes here. Let's make a sikum in cases. How's that? Let's go one by one. Now these are shilas that I got asked. One shila was, they were making a play. Not a play, a Bachrim on a Purim spiel. Yeah? You remember the Purim spiel? So the Bachrim were making a Purim spiel. In the Purim spiel, they had to hit each other. They had to hit each other. Okay, so they weren't going to fake it, but they weren't really hitting each other and whatever. At least that's what the hitter was saying. If I hit it, it doesn't under the gezukta. But can I hit in a play? So let's see. Okay, that Ken Zayin is not derech nitzoyin. You know, the fact that it's a tsuras nitzoyin, you know, like a din nitzoyin. That's not everyone understands. It's a play. Yeah, that we could talk. What about they have this game? How do you, with the football where they tackle each other? What's it called again? What?
Rugby.
Rugby. No. By these guys, it's not called rugby. No. Tackle football. Yeah? Tackle football. Could you play tackle football? Is that derech nitzayin? I don't know. Whoever says no, never played. Right? Or never won. Right? You know? No. And does not remember. Right? Okay. I had another shiloh. I had a shiloh like this. A bocher asked me a shiloh. Evil bocher. He asked me that a mole, you know, he's playing basketball. That's like rugby with the toilet bowl in the sky with that fragment. Yeah. So he asked me like this. He plays ball. His vaistor's not so good. His vaistor's not so good. So he says, Amol, the guy's going for the chveis, the uplay or whatever you call that thing, right? And layup, right? And there he is. He's going there and boom, and he's faster than him. It's over. He's about to get it. It's over. So he says, so he gives him like, you know, he fouls him. He fouls him on purpose. Derek Agav, is that legal in the game? Is that legal? No. Is that cool? I don't think so. That's not cool, right? In the game, that's not cool. No, it makes enough gemina in the shayla. It makes enough gemina. I told him, I think that's derech nitzayin. That's a derech nitzayin. It's not part of the game, right? You're just hitting him. You're hitting him that he shouldn't get it, right? I don't know. It's you could whatever you could. But let's say it like this. Wait, let's say it like this. The bachur is in your room and you want him out of your room. You want him out of your room. Are you allowed to push him out and punch him out? Are you allowed to get... So it does... The Peshtim, the Shulchan Aruch, and Tavchaf Aleph discusses a case in Sivav where he won't leave the room and Avibalti won't leave the room. So you might have a right to actually push him out or whatever. But let's say it's he comes in the room, you want him out of the room. So I was thinking of an Eitzah, how you can get him out of the room. Right? I was thinking like this. You'll be Mudar Anah from him. Right? You know, so now he's also to be in the room. Right? So now you're a Frusha Mesura. Right? Now I have to. Right? You know? No, we go with that Heter, of Tayelis and Das. Right? But this is L'chaira. This is all before. What else is there? What other type of patching is there? So what about your children? No? What about your children? So that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara in Makkis. You know what Rav Chanan says? It's an unbelievable thing. Rav Chanan in Ksuvas and Daflam and Beis. He says, the Gemara in Makkis says that a patching is Hutter Michlalai. Patching is hutter michlala. Why? Because there's a heter for the shliach based in tehit. So Rav Chanan asks the kasha, why doesn't it say, because there's a heter to hit my kid? For discipline, for chinach. He says, no, because that's not a heter, that's a mitzvah. You hear this? Right? It's a mitzvah. That's what he says. Okay, today you hit the kids, you go off to derech. Okay, Frank, you ask your rabbi what to do. I'm not getting involved in that. No, I'm not joking, because the hitting is only when it's a tayelis. If the tayelis is not going to put him into straight, you're not allowed. Let's say you hit the kid and you're angry and that's why you're hitting the kid. It's the deraisa 100%. You're Oivran Malkus, 100%. No shayla, right? According to all the pais, no shayla. You just hit the kid. You're angry. You're not hitting him. You're hitting him because you're angry, right? Or let's say the Rav Moshe has a tshuva. He has a ganze tshuva about this in Yardaya, in Simin Lamed, in Chelek Dalet. He talks about with a stick. He says that's achzorius, chas v'chalila. And the Rav Moshe has another tshuva in Beis Kuf Yud Gimel. He says, when you're hitting, don't think there's like credit in hitting, right? I think my father, no, forget it. I think some people think like, let's say you're not sure if the kid did it or not, right? So get him a patch. And then the kid finds out, you find out afterwards, Nishkeven, it was the under one. He says, okay, you have credit. You know? No, hitting has got to be, it has to be Tayelis, right? They say all types of stories with Rav Elie Lepian. That he hit after 2 weeks. I'm still nervous. My father came to Eretz Yisrael, you know. Who knows if he's been waiting? He only would hit after 2 weeks that he knows he's doing it with Tayelis. They say stories, I think, with the Alta maybe, that he had a special jacket that he used to hit with, right? It's interesting. All your clothing look like that jacket. Painful. No, but again, Ichzugnish. What did Revolba say in this building, in this neighborhood? What did Ar Mashkiach Revolba Zeichet Tzadik Levracha say? Revolba said the Pasuk in Schaya says there's two types of hitting. He brings the Pasuk in Schaya. There's the hitting of Noyam and the hitting of Chavolim. He said today, Hain to get sight, you shmeis with Noyam. With Noyam. You hit him with compliments and love and this. Okay, Andra Shmuz, that's not my, because you have, not my shmuz. Somebody else's kid, which I tell you. If it's a Frusha Mesura, it's a Frusha Mesura. But you know, I don't know, my experience is like this. The kids, they get into a fight, the next day they're best friends. If the parents get involved, right, they stay enemies for life. As I mean, no? I think that's what happens. I don't know. Bully, self-defense is after. You want to teach a kid, though, you know, you have to know how to do this, right? You know, you're teaching an idle kid sometimes to have bad midas. Mitzat sheni, a bully is a very serious thing. So mitzat halacha is that self-defense. So you have to know how to. Chalila, I'm talking to an oilam of Talmid Chacham and of Bnei Torah, but in Evan Ezra and Simin Kufn and Dalit, it says if a person hits his wife, the Ber Goyla says, he says to everybody else in the world, Yistam, he's a Yid, you can't smack a Tzelem Elikim, but to your wife, you have a chiyuv of COVID, you signed a ksuva. Chalila, I'm talking to an oilam of Talmid Chacham, I even said it, what? Sorry? I'd like to talk to you afterward. I'll talk to you. I don't need to talk to you anymore. Painful. Oh, I'm seeing from Uri this year's over, no? Okay, so a place is a bit painful. I don't know. The year's over. No, 6:15. That's it. The year's over, man. Paintball. No. So we're going on a mere paintball trip. Right? A mere paintball trip. So I don't know. I don't know. Where are all my friends over here? No? Where's Wagner? You're here. Jaffa, where are you? You're here somewhere. Help me. I don't know. He says, maybe it's not Derech Nitzoyen. Yeah? I don't know. Like, did you ever play paintball before? No, Bemis, right? You're my buddy. Did you ever play paintball? Right? It's not Derech Nitzoyen. Right? Is that Derech Nitzoyen? Am I doing the lip motion right? So he's saying, no, that's like a skit. It's like a play. I hear, because you won. I don't know. I'm not talking. Rebelsky has a whole tshuva about it. But he goes more ashkafedik, ashkhasas and midis and whatever. He goes more ashkhasas and midis and midis things. Okay, you know, I'm not. It's a bad thing. I'm not of a shame. But I don't know. Mechila on the money, you wouldn't have to pay if somebody did something. But to say that that's derech b'zayin, it's saying that. I have another sport that's also similar to that. I don't know what they call it by you. By us, it's called boxing. Yeah? You know how to do that? I remember. What's that? That's also a game. Right? That's also a game. I don't know. What? Yeah, better, derech agav, when you hit a guy, make sure you're bigger than him. Right? And his children. But, you know. I don't know. To hit a yid and to shoot a yid and to potentially hurt a yid. There's a Sefer Chassidim in Simen Memtes. He says, if you would see somebody married to two wives, you know, so he said, Mamish, you take the guy, you put him in Chayrim and this, he's Oivis Achakol and the Goinim and whatever. I'm not justified. He says, Kavachayma, you see somebody's hitting another yid. How could it be to paintball, to be mad? I don't know. Ashreichem Talmidei Mir. This is where you were Makabal Torah from Sinai. This is it. Back Yeshiva Bochum. Yeshiva Bochum. Bochum da Fashtei. Was is das Mamish? This is the Ashvei Misha Malaba Torah Kipshutai. A Yid that can spend 2 years telling every guy he knows, I'm going to the Achikala. Right? What's the Achikala? That's where we sit and learn. And you understand what's the Halakha Torah? Yaakov Avinu, he sees Esav 34 years later. You know what I have? I have Yisachar. I have Yosef. I have Atilim Zogar. I have Sheinaz. Ashreichem. Tamidei Yeshiva Smir. Ashreichem. Alavai, next year, I'll be back. Next year, I won't be giving the shir. Rav Nosson Zvi Finkel, Zeichet Tzadik Avrach, will be here giving the shir. Bez Hashem. Okay.